It's time to talk business with Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. We talk on Fridays. One of the area's many restaurant delivery services, Waiter, has suspended service in the Sacramento area. What happened? Do we know why?
Not entirely. We do know that Waiter's website no longer mentions service in Roseville, Rockland, or Sacramento. And the company confirmed its decision to suspend local service in an exchange with a customer on Twitter. This is interesting because Waiter had only been serving Sacramento since February.
This startup is from Louisiana, right?
Yes, but it has local ties beyond just serving customers here. The startup bought Requested, a local app developer, last year. Requested built a following by offering restaurant reservation services. It's important to note that Waiter isn't going away entirely. It's just not serving customers here. Its website says it's still delivering in states such as Louisiana, Texas, and Alabama. About 2 months ago, the company announced a $10 million investment from a group led by New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
Will the decision to suspend service in the Sacramento area impact local jobs?
A former employee says at least four positions in Sacramento were let go last week, but that's all that we know at this point.
Seems like new delivery services are constantly entering the Sacramento area. Was competition a factor in Waiter's decision to exit this area?
Well, we don't know that for sure, but we do know that restaurant delivery is an increasingly crowded business locally. In addition to some local delivery services, we've seen the arrival of many players from the Bay Area, such as Postmates, DoorDash, and Caviar. And it's only natural to wonder how many of these services we can support.
In Midtown Sacramento, the city wants to bring new life to a building that's been inactive for quite some time. It's in the middle of Wynn Park, and the city's asking the public for help.
Even though it's 80 years old, it hasn't had an occupant since 2005, and the city is looking to change that by posting an online survey to get ideas for the best use of the building that's almost 3,300 square feet.
What's been suggested so far?
You're probably not surprised to hear that many people want a restaurant in the building. Now, if that happened, it would be similar to the process that led to the recent opening of La Cosecha, the new restaurant in Cesar Chavez Park downtown. Now, ideas from the public also played a role in determining the best use for that building.
What's the timeline here? Any idea when we could see activity in this Midtown space?
The survey will be up for the rest of the week, but there's no schedule for a final decision. We also don't know the city's budget for making any improvements to the building. We do know that the city is looking for a tenant with a track record of success and familiarity with the idea. Beyond that, we'll have to wait and see.
A local brewer is planning a big expansion, but this company isn't known for its beer.
This company is Nash's Natural Brewing Company, which makes kombucha, a fermented tea. And the company currently makes its beverages in a small shared commissary kitchen in Auburn. Now, that could be changing. Nash's is planning a new beverage production facility in Auburn that would cover around 2,400 square feet, according to Placer County records. Now, Nash's currently sells its kombucha at farmers markets, as well as on tap and in bottles at several retail locations, including the Sacramento area and Nevada County.
What's driving the demand for this drink?
In the Sacramento area and beyond, kombucha has moved beyond a beverage that's associated mainly with hipsters and vegans. Actually, breweries and coffee shops in particular offer kombucha, which generally has just a trace amount of alcohol and is sold as a non-alcoholic beverage as a way for to reach new customers. This can help breweries attract people who might not be in there solely for alcoholic drinks. Now, some people even think that kombucha has health benefits due largely to its probiotic qualities. And that basically means that it contains live bacteria and yeasts that can be good for the digestive system. This isn't the only kombucha-related business in the area. Other local kombucha offerings include Zeal Kombucha, which is a brewer, and Kombucha Culture, which distributes kegs of kombucha made by California brewers.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.